10th, 2017. It's Bob.
It's Max.
And we'll be picking AJ up in a little bit. But we're off to F&M.
Yeah.
Talk about a lot. I mean, we actually do have some stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
Since it's been a while.
It has been a while.
Modern Masters 3, holy cow, value set.
Yeah, we might look at the same as Eternal though. Eternal Masters, where it's just the value of actually getting a pack is not as strong.
What?
Well,
have you even looked at any of the Modern Masters spoilers?
I might as well bring it up since we're already recording.
You obviously haven't looked because it's nothing but value.
I mean, it is nice to see some uncommons that actually have value, such as Path and Inquisition.
It's absolutely bonkers, especially at the Mythic slot.
But then at the same time, you only get two Mythics per box.
I mean, even at Rares, you have the fetch lands.
Yeah.
There is a lot of value in this set. Without anything right now, getting a box, if you can get a box at under MSRP, you will pretty much break even selling the cards.
That's what a lot of people are saying. Why are they bringing back Sands?
Because they did it as a point to the guy who was trying to manipulate the market.
That's funny.
And then yesterday, the new dual deck face cards were spoiled.
What were those?
Joyra and another one from Cold Snap. But the Joyra one means that we might be getting an Ancestral Visions reprint.
That wouldn't be too horrible, since it is kind of a,
it's
what?
A $50 card.
Yeah. $50 what? Uncommon? Common?
Rare.
Rare?
Yeah, that's rare.
Surprising.
But it's had multiple printings in the Jace vs. Chandra dual deck, Future Sight, and then the Jace vs. Chandra out of dual deck's anthologies.
Mm-hmm. We actually got a lot of staples in here, not a bunch of just fillers.
There's a lot of good stuff in Modern Masters 3.
Yeah. Again, most of this isn't fillers. This is staples to the format.
It's almost better. I mean, I think it's better than Modern Masters 1.
They might have finally got these Modern Masters packs right. Boxes right. Sorry, am I starting to eat in your eyes? I just kind of noticed that.
No, now you're putting it in my eyes, though.
Yeah.
Put it down, like, over there. All right. There you go.
For those people that don't know, I use a phone to record, and I'm looking at it instead of the phone.
I don't know why you're looking up when the phone's right in front of you. But yeah, no, Modern Masters 3 looks to be an amazing value-wise set.
Yeah, it's, again, as I was just saying, it's not a bunch of filler cards that help drive the value.
Filler cards don't drive value, Max.
Well, and then they're not putting value and then have filler cards.
Yeah.
They have actually...
They have consistent value.
Yeah, they have consistent value throughout the full format. The nice thing is it's going to look a lot like back when I got back in Standard and got back into Magic. Well, got into Magic.
The only thing I don't like is that Snapcaster art. I think that is ugly as could be.
I mean, I don't particularly always look at the art. Because ultimately, it's whichever one's cheapest, I just kind of select. I'm not really too picky on what art I get.
See, when you actually have money, you could be picky.
This is true. I mean, don't get me wrong, when it's a 25 cent difference between a better artwork that I like, it's, I usually go for the 25 cents more, but I don't usually try to find it. Yeah, this looks like we're going back to Ravnica.
Yeah, it's primarily Innistrad Ravnica.
Well, yeah, I know that. This is a joke to the fact. It's RDR again!
The one card that really surprised me that they didn't put in was, like, Huntsmaster, but with it being a flip, it could be kind of hard to justify putting one or two flip cards in.
Yeah, I think that's probably why they didn't do it. I mean, they could have done a lot of the Innistrad flips, but then again, it becomes another set of Innistrad.
So, anyways, I mean, do you want to talk about last week's Legacy flop?
Well, it wasn't completely a flop for me. At least I won one round.
Yeah, I punted so many times it wasn't even funny.
I punted twice, and then the rest was my deck drawing four lands in a fucking row.
That's what happens when you don't play Brainstorm.
Yeah, or enough shuffle effects. This is true. For the people that didn't know, because we haven't recorded in a while, I played Tez for, like, the first time in a tournament.
Oh, yeah, we went to a Nerd Rage event, which they actually had made an announcement there that Wizards has recognized it, and it's a 2X Planeswalker multiplier. Not much for rewards or anything, but it's nice to see that Wizards is saying, well, this is another growing tournament scene. Let's reward it.
That is good, then. I didn't catch that part. I was way stuck in the back with someone talking about DBZ card making.
Oh, yeah, that's what he was talking about at the beginning. All of the Nerd Rage qualifiers and events are now good, or not events, but for their tournament series are 2X Planeswalker.
But no, I was having more fun telling people that I was playing 12 of each basic. People found that entertaining. I'm like, guess what my sideboard is? You know that new Wasteland game that came out? 15 sideboard.
I played Infect and I punted so hard. I took almost every round of three games, but when I had the wind in two of them, I played the wrong land instead of Pendlehaven, so I was one Infect off.
I was watching you play. It looked like you were doing a lot of setup versus just going for it.
Oh, it's because just about every round I was playing against a black-green X deck. Primarily black-green-blue. First round it was against the Noble Bug. Yeah, Leovold swinging for 5 on turn 3 is pretty mean.
Yeah, it is kind of annoying.
God, I was getting pounded by that.
But, yeah, there's a couple times where I noticed I'm like, the guy probably doesn't have an answer right now. I don't know why you're not doing at least one damage, but...
No, multiple times I was getting blown out when I was just going for it in the first two rounds. So that's when I started trying to do all the setup.
Yeah.
And like that last round where I should have won against that Nickfit player, I didn't see one cantrip.
Yeah.
That last game, all I saw was just pump spells, and he had fucking constant mist.
Well, what is that?
It's an instant for one colorless, one green, with buyback of Sacrifice of Forest, prevent all combat damage.
Oh, that's funny.
I can't beat that card if I don't see any kind of counterspell.
That is funny.
Yeah. In game one, he kept looping with Sun Titan and Spore Frog.
Oh.
You know what Spore Frog is?
No. This is a full blown new combo for me.
Spore Frog is a one drop green 1/1 that you can sacrifice it to prevent all combat damage this turn.
Oh, okay. Now I can see now you can loop that very well.
So yeah, looped it with fucking Sun Titan on me. When I had the kill that turn too, he dropped Sun Titan to bring the frog back.
Man, that's annoying.
Ah. Oh,
but then again, I also haven't played Infect in enough, so my views on it is. Weird, but I just seen that you kept on going a little bit too much into trying to control what's going on trying to set up rather than just going for it. But
as I said, because I kept playing against the black green decks, and I would get blown out by the Abrupt Decay, and I couldn't find like the Vines of Asswoods that I would need.
Well, from what I know is whatever deck my first round opponent is playing, I should just assume I'll be going to be playing that for the rest of the day.
That's right. You played
Sneak and Show? I played. Oh, it was Omni Show. It was Omni Show, and then Show and Tell, Show and Tell, Show.
Yeah. Well, no, you played Keith, who we know round one.
Yeah.
And ended up doing he was on Blue Black Omni Show, and then you played like Sneak and Show, or Blue Black Omni Show.
Yeah, I played Blue Black Omni Show, and then I played Sneak Attack for the rest of the day. But again, they were Show and Tell decks.
Yeah.
I played 3 Show and Tell decks out of the 4 rounds I played.
But, let's see. I played against. They have a Noble Leovolt, Noble Bug. Then I played against Bug Delver, which game one, I went through all 4 of my freaking Ink Moth Nexuses.
Mm-hmm.
Game 2, I kept 3 Ink Moth Nexus in hand, thinking, okay, this is fine. I led with a probe. Don't see anything that of value. Just tons of removal. And I'm thinking, or sorcery speed removal. I'm like, okay, that's fine. Yeah, like 3 Abrupt Decays. Okay, he has 1 land in hand. He can't cast it. So, Ink Moth Nexus, go. He draws, plays Wasteland, wastes Ink Moth, says go. I play Ink Moth, he draws Wasteland, wastes it, says go.
Yeah, there's not much you can do about sheer luck on your opponent.
Yep. Well, screw me. Drew three wastelands in a row.
No, actually, Beyond versus Keith, which was a fun game. It was very entertaining.
I watched that game three, and as soon as you tapped out for Tezzeret, the Seeker,
yeah.
I knew you were giving that game to him.
Yeah, I didn't really think too far ahead. That's one of the downsides I always have with Tez is when I have multiple options. I go ahead and I can do both of these at the same time by doing this, but then realizing that it shuts down the third option.
Problem is, you need to play it as a control deck, one to react and not to act.
No.
You were trying to play it the other way against the combo deck. Back.
Yeah, that would be really nice. Instead of this random, it's 0 degrees out.
Yeah.
After a week of perfect.
Oh, what a catch. Do you have dinner money or no?
Yeah, I have dinner money. I got paid today. I mean, ultimately, I have to put it into my car, but at the same time, I don't have enough to fix my car, so. I just won't spend any extra money. I'll just save the rest of it.
I mean, do you want your best value for the dollar?
Not particularly.
Or do you want something that tastes good?
I want something that tastes good.
So what do you want?
I was thinking either, like, original, like, real tacos. Not Taco Bell tacos. Real tacos. Or we can do Culver's again.
I'm not in the mood for Culver's. I could do Wendy's.
Yeah, it doesn't seem bad.
Because I did Culver's for lunch.
I haven't ate at Wendy's either in a while. We can do Wendy's.
Okay.
Unless we just ride with you to Best Buy. Because then we can probably find food around Best Buy too.
I mean, if I remember correctly, it's right next to Gurney Mills.
Oh wow, we can get mall food. I love mall food.
I mean, we can go there first.
Yeah, that seems fine.
You'll have to look it up on your phone exactly where the Best Buy is. I think it's in the mall, but I'm not positive.
Surprising. We'll worry about that as we get closer to it.
Well, we kind of got to decide about Antioch. But anyways, I played Noble Bug Delver, then I played against Sneak and Show, and in game two, I turned to him.
Okay.
In game three, he show and tell put in an Emrakul. I put in the blue unblockable guy.
Yeah.
And I came up one infect short on the swing in.
That is very unfortunate.
Yeah, he was even rooting for me because he wanted to go do something else. Then I played against freaking Nickfit. I'm not sure if it was Nickfit or Veteran Walkers or Veteran Pod. It was some cobbled together Abzan deck. And oh my god.
Sure it wasn't Food Chain?
No, it was not Food Chain. Game one, it was a real long drawn out, like 30 minute game.
Mm-hmm.
Game two, he could have stopped me from getting the turn two kill, but with Cabal Therapy, he didn't name Invigorate, he named Groundswell.
Oh.
So.
I didn't think this was the best Cabal Therapy name.
And I told him after the match, I was like, yeah, Legacy doesn't play Groundswell. We play Invigorate. It's 10 times better. You can gain all the life you want. I will just Invigorate Berserk.
Yeah. No, beyond my punt playing out that Tez, the next game was versus someone who didn't know what the frick Tez was. I was... Like, when I accidentally reveal a Tezzeret, the Seeker, to a show-and-tell.
Oh, yeah.
And he still doesn't know what deck I'm playing, I think there's an issue.
No, because nobody plays Tezzeret, the Seeker. He's a bad Tez.
Well, actually, no. Usually, with Tez, they play at least a one-of. Because they can find every single piece in the deck.
I don't like him.
But either way, no, it was kind of funny watching them, and I'm playing, and I'm just doing, like, all right, I'm going, I think I went, like, Island, and then UC, Demir Singh, and he's like, what deck is this?
That's funny.
And then, so I know it was a turn one chalice. Yeah, never mind, it was turn one chalice, and he's just like, what deck is doing this? I'm like, well, we're about to have some fun.
Finally, secret tech comes through.
Yeah, so that was kind of fun. He ended up doing a Ponder Storm, which caused him to lose in the game, too.
Ponder Storm?
Yeah. Treated Ponder as a Brainstorm.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's,
The moment when you go to Ponder, you pick up your three cards and you go, I want to look at my hand, and end up accidentally putting them together, and then pulling two out to set them down on the side. And I'm sitting there watching them, like, kind of, like, bend the two cards to conceal two cards, and he puts two back on top, and I go, how many did you put back? And he looks down the center where he put his Ponder. I'm like,
Judge! No, I got a warning, too, in round one.
Oh, really?
I probed into a Leovold, and I said, draw, probe. Once it resolved, I just picked the card up and looked at it. And he goes, Leovold's on the field. Judge!
Whoops.
Yep. Thank God I didn't draw that card, because it was another land that I didn't need. But I felt like a complete idiot, so I just called the judge on myself.
Because right, we had the judge question there. How would you have resolved the Ponder Storm?
If I remember correctly,
Well, there's a way you're supposed to do it, but
yeah.
Like,
hey, Max, nice sunglasses.
Thanks. Did you just really? He's like the first one to actually like actually comment on them.
What are they, girls?
No, they're just really green.
They're yellow. I was about to say they're yellow. Anyways, if it's not a game loss, I think you would look at their hand, choose three cards to put back on top, and then they would have to shuffle.
That's one way to resolve it, too.
Because I think that's what it would be if it wasn't a game loss.
But what we ended up doing was, well, what the judge ended up doing was I select the three cards that he's pondering with.
Yeah.
So I go, these are the ones that you were pondering with. So he looks at the three cards and decides.
Puts
them back in any order to choose to shuffle or not.
Yeah.
What I was able to do there was I was able to put his last land onto the top of his library so he didn't need to shuffle.
Charger.
Oh. What about it?
In case you need to charge the phone.
I don't need to charge the phone.
Okay.
Random?
That was really random.
How's it been, AJ?
Not too bad.
Your deck fading did absolutely jack shit for Max.
Okay.
I never actually was able to bring it in, actually. Actually, no, I brought it in against Ethan Dexes. Didn't see it once. Had I seen it, though, the times I would have seen it...
Well, if you had seen it at the right time, it would have been amazing.
It would have been perfectly amazing. Nothing like a Baleful Strix with... Yeah, nothing like a Baleful Strix with a Batterskull, Jit, and a Sword of Fire and Ice on top of it.
That's just dick.
Hey, it's not the first time I've done it.
Nah, I was looking in the car to see if I left one of my deck boxes in there.
Did you make it to the GM's day last week?
Nah, I didn't go. None of the games being run were interesting to me.
Mark added me to the Facebook group, and it's like, oh my god.
Every hour, ping.
Not even every hour, it was like every 30 seconds. Another winner. It's like, oh my god, I don't want anything to do with this.
Yeah, I didn't care.
I mean, you weren't there on Friday when he closed up.
Nope.
Oh my god. I wanted to slug him so hard. They got done with the draft. Max and I started playing some Legacy. And I think we played, three games? Quick games? Because I was like, turn two, turn three.
Well, again, it was Tez versus Infect, so.
Yeah, I was just able to outpace him.
Either I got the lock or he won.
Yeah.
I mean, even when you had the lock, I still won.
Yeah.
But,
you don't rub it in.
But we get to last game, and I think I have the kill in hand, but it's Max's turn. And Marcus staring at us with his coat on, holding a garbage can. Not saying anything, just kind of like staring at us, staring at our cards. Staring at us, staring at our cards. Staring at us, staring at our cards.
No, I told Mark that I might come in last Friday because you guys weren't going to Lindenhurst. He's like, oh, did this place close?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. That happened.
You know what? I'm gonna tell Shannon she should just open up in fucking Lake Geneva.
That's what I said. There's like, like perfect real estate open right now, no, man, right on the downtown Tyler, Lake Geneva, right.
It's way too expensive.
Tyler has a suggestion: turn the balcony and the showboat into a card shop.
No. Oh, that actually wouldn't be too horrible, though.
Call it the captain's quarters.
It wouldn't actually be too horrible, though.
You don't want anything to do with showboat, because I will tell you right now, it's been used like worse than a $2 hooker. That place has been used, abused, and passed hands.
Yeah.
You got a taste for dinner, AJ, or did you already eat?
No, I didn't eat yet.
Because we might actually go to Gurney Mills.
Okay.
And we're going to need mall food.
Oh, boy.
Well, I want to, if the Best Buy is close by Gurney, we'll probably stop and get food. But I'm going to look and see, because they have the model of home theater receiver that I want.
Okay. Unless you really want to get down there and start playing some EDH.
Yeah. No, I can't find the deck box. My Fraley's in it, so.
You lost Fraley's?
Nah, didn't lose it. It's probably in the car.
Oh, no, our buddy Stan, or whatever, that big guy that plays Legacy with us. Mm-hmm. He's like, I want to build, like, a very... I want to be more hated than Max in the EDH. I want to build one. So I'm Leopold? Like, so either you're going to do Leopold Prison...
That's the first one that Max suggested.
Leopold Prison or Chaos Edru. He's like, well, which one do you think? Well, I sent him a list for...
Leopold.
Yeah.
I mentioned with Chaos Edru that it's strictly you just play every bit to screw everyone else.
No, I told him pretty much if you want to take second place, you play Zedru.
Yeah.
Because you can do shenanigans with, like, Illusions of Grandeur, if you know what that is, AJ.
Yeah, it's the one where you have to pay the upkeep or lose.
No, it's when it enters the battlefield, gain 20 life, cumulative upkeep, pay 2 colorless, so a compound interest.
Right.
Then, when it leaves the battlefield, lose 20 life.
Right.
So what you do is you play it, give it to somebody else with Zedru, and when they're just about to be able to not pay the cumulative upkeep, you use O-Ring.
And balance it.
It exiles it. You kill O-Ring. You get back. And then you give it to somebody else.
Right.
Then you can also use stuff like Steel Golem. Mm-hmm. It's a 3-4 for 3. You can't cast summon spells. Oh, look. I'll give it to a creature-based deck.
Yep. That screw over any of my decks, actually.
There's so much you can do. It's hilarious.
Yeah. And then also, too, like, I also brought up the idea of Leovold and Leovold plus Leovold. Hive Mind and Brainstorm.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, Leovold Prison.
Oh, is that right?
Did you actually see that list?
I paged through all of them. Oh, that's right. I think it's this. I can't tell. I don't remember if it's this weekend or next weekend. Hmm. The Snowcross at Grand Geneva.
That's this weekend.
That's this weekend.
Yeah.
Town's gonna be packed with idiots.
I don't have a car to drive, so I don't give a shit.
I'm gonna have to let Alicia know.
Is your car still in the shop?
Yep.
Oh, he's never gonna get it back. He's gonna end up forfeiting it to the bank.
Nice going, Max.
I mean, I really can't control him with my...
I mean, you could go out and get a job at Lake Geneva.
Yeah, but then I also don't get paid for another 2 weeks. And
I mean, it's better than not having no pay coming in, Max.
Well, as of right now, I still actually have pay coming in for my job.
I mean, if anything, Max, 5-star and Twin Lakes is hiring.
You think he's going to be able to make it to Lake Geneva, much less Twin Lakes?
True.
You just completely forgot about the fact that I don't have the ability to drive anywhere?
Yeah.
He doesn't even want to walk to Geneva.
You can always ask Mark if he can manage the shop a bit.
Oh, my God. One, I don't think even Jason would want me to. He probably assumed that I was going to tear the place apart.
Oh my god, you really should be like, hey Mark, looking for anybody else to work? And then just give people Extreme Games business cards.
I think they would see through that disguise, so I don't think...
Can't believe Mark would say that.
What?
Do they close?
Yeah, I was on my way out we might stop in on Friday. Oh, what?
Wow.
Yeah.
I cannot believe how douchey he is.
It really was meant as a joke, but even as a joke, it's not exactly the
I mean,
smartest joke concerning Lake Geneva games is State.
Oh my god. I almost want to get one of the hoodies now and go in every fucking Friday and wear it.
Right now, Jason's having Will and Mark hand out promos if you're just playing casual games at EDH.
Yeah, I think they're finally realizing that they can't hold on to those promos much longer.
Yeah, especially when Wizards is starting to crack down on stuff.
I mean, the problem is they have 2 or 3 years of sealed promo packs still.
Right.
So.
I mean, Wizards is starting to crack down on everything. They're finally redoing some of their old back-end stuff.
Well, yeah, like I told Will that, yeah, all these, you know, just so you know, all these promos that he has right now, he's not supposed to have right now.
No.
He's like, what? I'm like, yeah.
No, if someone called Wizards of the Coast and told him that, yeah, they got boxes of promos.
Yeah, they're not giving them away and they're not destroying them.
He would lose his status.
I mean, they'd give him a slap on the wrist and make him throw them out.
Yeah. Either way.
I mean, it's not really his fault he can't get people in the door to play.
I mean, you say that, but...
It's true. Mark asked me last week, because I showed up, I don't know, what was it, like 7:30?
Yeah.
And Max was in the draft. He's like, oh, you could have been in the draft. I'm like, I ain't going to pay that money. So that's exactly what I said to him. I'm not going to pay for it.
No, Will asked me if I was going to be in, and afraid I'm like, I'm not going to pay for a draft. I don't care for it.
Mm-hmm.
Drafting's just not interesting to me.
Anyways, to get off the salty topic.
So how about politics?
No.
No.
Have you heard about the Grand Prix changes, AJ?
I heard that TL Fireball has exclusive coverage.
Well, exclusive hosting.
Right.
Every GP in 2018 is going to be sponsored and brought to you by Channel Fireball, even international.
That sounds like some bull.
Well, that's the thing, is with the system switching to this, like, only new product is what they're gonna, what's going to be supported, and no secondary market.
Yeah.
That's not what's happening, though, Max. Stop saying that. That is not true. Wizards doesn't admit there is a secondary market. They never have and they never will. Wizards is pushing new product. That is it. They are not getting rid of Modern. They still have Modern.
I'm not saying they're getting rid of it.
But no, that's what you're hinting at. And they're not. They are still doing them. They are just not doing as many.
Well, what I was getting to is if the only thing that is going to... If Channel Fireball is going to handle all the GPs, I don't think many other TOs are going to be handling anything else.
There are no other TOs. It's only going to be local events.
Yeah.
Like, Nerd Rage. They're doing their own circuit of tournaments.
Yeah.
Star City Games doing their SCG tour.
Yeah.
That's what's going to be happening. And my fear with Channel Fireball having exclusive rights, even though I'm not a judge, what if somebody is at one of those events and has an issue or has a falling out with one of the Channel Fireball members? That judge is now going to be blackballed from working at a GP?
Yeah, which then makes no point in being a judge.
No, I mean, you can still do local events and all that. It just makes it a lot harder to be able to keep your level 1, level 2, level 3 cert.
Right.
Yeah.
And also, with the lack of competing TOs, what's going to happen with the entry fees?
Oh, yeah.
Less competition.
Channel Fireball's going to be able to decide it.
I mean, the problem is the less competition there is, the higher they can charge, and people will have to pay if they want to play. Mm-hmm. You're already looking at $100 just for basic entry into most GPs.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes just...
It becomes a monopoly.
Right.
As much as it's going to be nice in 2018, having a Magic stream just about every weekend to watch... That's about all I'm going to be able to do. I ain't going to play in a Channel Fireball when it's charging $120 just to play.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, that's what I was getting into, is if Channel Fireball's handling the GPs, people are going to do the... SCG's going to do their tour. That's going to be... And Nerd Rage is going to be their tour.
And a whole bunch of other local...
Yeah.
Play... Or each place is now going to have a local tournament series.
Yeah.
Which...
There's not going to be... There's going to be opens. They're not going to be... If that makes sense, opens...
No. No, you're using the wrong word. There are going to be local tournaments.
Okay.
Local tours of tournaments, and then there's going to be the GPs and then the SCG tour.
Yeah.
Because Nerd Rage is only doing the Midwest mix. They are not going out west, not going out east. So that's just a local thing. Because they realize Pastimes isn't doing any more, or didn't realize, but they realized that Pastimes isn't the big TO in the Midwest anymore.
Yeah.
So they took the initiative and made their own tournament series. Kind of like SCG did, too. They had a chance to have exclusive hosting of all the GPs, and they backed away because they want their own tour.
Mm-hmm.
They put out a word saying yes. Yep, they're gone. That's a shame. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's the place that I got my Subaru from.
Oh, okay.
It was a nice older couple. The guy was hilarious to talk with. Mm-hmm. I wonder, I hope they retired. So we're doing the mall thing?
Yeah, we're doing the mall thing.
If you want.
Okay.
Got nowhere to be.
As I said, at most, the thing to look forward to is playing EDH. That's about it.
Oh, Max, Jesse's going to be running Shadowrun this summer.
Okay. Does Jesse happen to be around these days?
He's still at school.
Okay, I was just wondering.
Yeah, and he's got a job open.
Yeah.
Over.
Yeah, it is over.
Pleasant Prairie is only like 25 minutes from Lake Geneva.
Yeah.
Because I drove to pretty much through Pleasant Prairie when I worked in Kenosha.
Yeah, but he's in the theatrics, and it means he's going to have everything happening on the weekend.
Yeah,
that's a pretty Nova.
Older, yeah.
Now, right now we have Tyler, Sam, and myself for the game, if you're interested.
I mean, I'm interested in playing Shadowrun, but at the same time, I don't think he allows me to play my Forsaken class.
No. You're not going to get many role-playing games if you're just interested in one setup.
Well, no, I know. It's just, in Shadowrun, I really enjoyed playing that class, and that's kind of why I want to go back to it. That's really the only reason, though.
Especially if that one class is just homebrew.
Well, it just happened to be a specific. It happened to combine a couple of the.
It was homebrew.
Yeah. It was homebrew
specifically
with.
Specifically Alan's homebrew.
Yeah. Well, technically mine, but.
You're not going to get. Unless you or Alan are running a game, no one is going to allow it.
Oh, yeah.
Or Mitch.
Why not?
Alan.
Alan's one of the older DMs at. Lake Geneva.
Oh.
But then he started traveling the world for college.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He was in South Korea for a bit.
That's what I should have gotten last Friday when I dropped you off at Noodles. Should have gotten the Korean meatballs.
Oh.
I still haven't had those. That was my Chinese.
And the mall food.
There's a Panda Express.
There's always at least a Chinese place, a taco place, and a Culver's, usually, sometimes.
Burger place.
Yeah, a burger place.
Tacos, burgers, Chinese.
Yep. Mall food.
The three great foods of America.
It's been, oh my god.
I haven't been to Gurney Mills in years.
I was going to say, I think the last time I was there was when Alicia and I first started dating 10 years ago, or 11 years ago.
Last time I was at Gurney Mills, we were on our way back from church.
That's a long ways to go read some bullshit.
I know.
I wish it was a Paul Frieden so I could get a car wash.
I think more or less the cleaning does need to be on the inside than the outside. But
yeah, I know. I'm not happy with how dirty it's gotten in here. Because it wasn't like this last Friday when I drove.
But no, then back to the Nerd Rage event.
Yeah. I mean, it was...
My next round was just Death and Taxes. And I couldn't, as I was saying, in my cyborg games, I didn't see a single cyborg card.
Ooh. That's painful.
Especially for Death and for Tez versus Death and Taxes. I have a very innate issue versus Death and Taxes.
I mean, I think I still did better than Tony, because I don't think Tony won a game.
Mm. No, yeah, he didn't win the game.
The guy that we drove or rode with?
Yeah.
Because he played Dredge, and he was feature match round one, which was hilarious.
Really? I didn't watch.
Yes, he was feature match, and Marshall was in the chat.
Oh, okay.
Watching it, and literally, he got done, and Tony's phone is just blowing up with Marshall making fun of him. His own son just ripping on his misplays and everything. It was hilarious.
Oh, that's beautiful. I love
Tony and Marshall. I like hanging out with them, but oh man, Marshall was just tearing him a new one. It was funny.
Yeah.
See, what more can you ask out of a parent-child relationship?
Well, then the unfortunate part is after his feature match, he ended up getting a round two game loss.
He forgot
to put in his Icarus on the deck list. Yeah. Whoops.
That'll do it.
So,
and then he played against a guy that he knew.
He played against Death and Taxes, one of the guys we know.
Scott. So, like, turn three, I think he scooped it up, and they just went and got Burger King.
Yeah.
They could have got something good to eat.
Well, Burger King just had to be in the range of what was needed. Because obviously if you're in a tournament, you don't want to go too far.
No. You're not going to be able to get back in time.
And then I got the verse against another show-and-tell deck. We actually talked with the person about going, yeah, I just had a Toxic Deluge and Emrakul.
Yeah, Max Toxic Deluge and Emrakul and was able to survive.
I had a Flickerless counter a Transmute Artifact.
Which was hilarious. That was like, oh my god, that's amazing.
Yeah. If you only have one artifact in the field and they have a Flickerless with an Aether Vial, it doesn't work too well.
I mean, you still could have gone and gotten a Chalice for zero.
You have to sack one first.
No, you don't.
No, choose target artifact.
Oh, it does say choose. Yeah. Oh, okay, so yeah, never mind. Yeah. That's a kick in the balls. That is hilarious.
In all honesty, he said, yeah, it resolves. Can I get an Oracle? But I didn't really force it on him. Probably should have, but at the same time, it's just like, it's a game.
You weren't going to be getting prizes.
Yeah.
Because even Aaron, who did 5-2,
yeah,
made 18th. And that was his first time playing Legacy in God knows how long. And he played my Punishing Jund.
After listening to all the like MTG Pro Tour and like Kitchen Table Magic, a lot of pros, they just usually just sleeve up a deck and make top 8. It's not an uncommon thing for them to say that.
I don't agree with that.
So I wasn't too surprised. I mean, obviously you do want practice with the decks, but at the same time,
I mean,
you could get lucky.
Like, the overall winner was a former SCG grinder.
Yeah.
Peter Dean Tragos.
Was that the Painter deck?
No, he was on the mono white Eldrazi.
Oh.
Peter's a good guy. If you have any cruel ultimatums, he will actively trade for them.
Oh.
I have one from the pre-con.
He'll go for it. Because we thought years ago when Stan was collecting them, we thought Stan was doing pretty good with having 100 of them to double sleeve his EDH deck and use them as a backer.
Oh, jeez.
In clear sleeves. Yeah. We went to an event where Peter Tragos was, and he's like, here, let me pull out my box. And he pulls out like 3,000 count boxes of cruel ultimatums. It's like, okay. You win.
But yeah, after explaining in the earlier games I had to Toxic Deluge and Emrakul, and I explained to the show and tell player that I faced round four.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, we know it. Each deck we each other are on. He's like, yeah, that kind of sucks. And he goes, show and tell, and I'm like, it resolves. Flip the steering bridge. He's like, yeah, it does kind of suck that we know each other, what deck each other's on.
Game two.
Oh. He waited, of course, until I actually had some answers on board, but...
Yeah.
It wasn't an instant scoop, but...
So, Bob, I'm guessing you're getting a box of Mom Masters?
Nope.
No?
Right now, the expected value of a box is, like, $227.
Okay.
Most places, you can't get it anymore at under MSRP of $240.
I got mine. I got my own pre-order for $180.
Yeah, from LG?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they were sold out last Friday. If I could get it for a box for $180, I would probably go for it.
Yeah, you just missed it because that Thursday, they were still had some up there.
But I wouldn't have done it through LG.
No.
Yeah.
I won't
just
spend any
say,
more
screw.
Money. I've spent enough money there, and... Like, after finding out about that comment that Mark made, I just don't ever want to go back in there because I'm afraid I'm going to look straight at Mark and be like, what, are you afraid this store is going to close? Because apparently it looks like it's going to.
Well, yeah.
It's, yeah.
That wasn't that surprising.
And especially after, like, because I've told Mark what my beef was with Jason.
I mean, most people go in there and don't actually spend any money.
Yeah.
I've seen groups go in there, look around, and leave.
But, like, I've took, like, because Mark and I, we sat and talked right in front of Alex Gygax for a long time, and he's like, how come you don't come in here so much? And I told him all about the shit that Jason did.
Yeah.
Like, about the pack it up, you gotta go, without giving us any kind of warning or using a bullshit excuse to kick us all out.
Right.
And he goes and does the same fucking thing last week. Doesn't even say, hey guys, I'm cleaning up. Could you guys pack it up and get out of here for me?
Yeah.
No, just starts pulling that staring at us. Well, you know what? I'm not a fucking mind reader.
Yeah, he used to be nice with it earlier, but now it's just like, yeah. Because I know initially when he was working there, he was like, hey, guys, I'm going to be getting going about, I want to be cleaned up right now.
Well, the worst part is I asked him before the draft was over, hey, Mark, how late are you going to keep open?
Yeah.
Max and I want to play some Legacy. And he goes, oh, I'll let you know. And then he pulls that. Well, you know...
There's other game shops nearby. Mm-hmm. Or near enough to me, at least.
We know.
Yeah. As most people who've gone to LG have figured out, there are much better stores to actually go to.
I mean, I'm close enough to McHenry and Kenosha that either one.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, McHenry actually has two game stores there. One of them's more of a comic book shop.
Yeah, I think I've been there. It's right near the Chinese place.
Heroes Inc. Or no, that's, you're talking Snapkeep Games.
No, I think I'm talking about Heroes Inc.
Heroes Inc.'s in...
Heroes Inc. is in Delavan.
No, not...
The other one that's in, Heroes Comics.
Yeah, that's the one I'm thinking of.
And then there's also Snapkeep. Snapkeep is right next to the Salvation Army.
Yeah.
Not Snapkeep yet. Used to be Extreme Games.
Okay.
They opened that, and then the guy who now owns it was partially working there.
Uh-huh.
He got some kind of inheritance, so he bought the
place, just
the place
bought
from
it.
Shannon and Eric.
Yeah.
And then opened it at Snapkeep. They're still good friends. They talk all the time.
Hey, there's nothing bad with that.
And then the other one is primarily a comic book store.
Yeah, I noticed that.
I mean, they got a pretty damn good selection of Magic singles.
I went there years ago.
It's only been open for like 6 months.
There was one game store.
Yeah, there was another one, Gaming Goat.
It was right next to a Chinese place.
There's only one Chinese place, and that's where Snapkeep is that used to be Extreme.
Well, I haven't been in there for years.
I mean, back in 2010, 2012, 2013, there was Gaming Goat down.
I'm not sure.
Where the comic book store is now.
Yeah.
And, because I actually, I went to that one for like 4 months straight after Jason pissed me off.
Yeah.
I went down there and I ground Legacy with a couple of the guys to get ready for the Milwaukee Open that I went to.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also Rockheads.
Oh, yeah. The Rockheads in Kenosha and Coliseum Games, they're literally 5 minutes from each other.
Yeah.
There's another one further in on Kenosha. I don't know if they're still open, but they were, Friends Hobby Shop. Because they actually were in Antioch.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were talking about that last time.
We didn't talk about it on the cast, though, but yeah. We don't need to.
No, because before I was going to Lake Geneva games, I was with a game group from Silver Lake.
Okay.
It was called the Westosha Area Gamer Society.
You want to grab those for me, Max?
Hand it up. At all.
Because Westosha Area Gamer Society?
Yeah. Yeah, it was run by this woman and her husband, Jan Orse.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Used to work for TSR and stuff.
Yeah, no, I know her.
Yeah, she passed away years ago. And I haven't heard from her husband since, so... I haven't heard from anyone from that game group since, which kind of sucks.
I mean, everybody goes their separate ways.
Yeah, I had a couple friends from high school. But...
I mean, I still say we need to get a portrait of Perry and put it up next to you and be like... Father, son?
Yeah, because I could steal my dad's driver's license and use it as my own.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's that bad.
So how do we not know that you're not using your dad's driver's license at the moment?
Because I grew the beard and he grew a mustache. I had to differentiate myself somehow.
I have to drop you off tonight.
You could, but I can also arrange pickup too. My mom's gonna be up anyways.
Okay. How tired I am.
Again, it's purely up to you.
You can always make him walk.
I'm not that mean. I'll at least take him into Lake Geneva. This is new.
Yeah.
The circle? Yeah.
Yeah, the last time I came through, it was a stop sign.
I haven't been to Gurney Mills. Well, we already went.
Yeah, we've went over this.
Gurney Mills.
No,
I remember something about Gurney Mills.
I got a Ghost Recon Wildlands.
Okay. Is it really just Far Cry? A better version of Far Cry, really?
It's Ghost Recon Far Cry.
Okay. That's what I kind of was assuming when I'm watching people play it. I'm like, that looks like Far Cry.
No.
I almost picked it up on the homeboard. But everybody's gone, and you've been there for too long. We're doing this?
Might as well.
Oh. I'm gonna watch the page. You guys have fun.
Just be quiet back there then.
That's my headphones.
Oh my god.
Alright, so now how to tap a basic land.
Step one, turn it sideways.
You will then add colored mana equal to the amount it would produce.
Oh my god. Yeah, early night tonight. Not much going on.
If it is a mountain, it produces a red.
Shut up! That was almost, that voice is almost more annoying than when you would walk around with that rules book.
I wish I knew where that was, too.
Oh, I'm so glad you don't have that damn thing. I would have ripped it from your hand and started it on fire by now.
Just start, if I ever find just it again, one just have cuts, in the cast where I had
no.
It.
Like, no, I would not wish that on anybody.
And black mages, they... That was entertaining for a night, though.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to kill you that first night.
I still wanted to see Dean run in for a judge question holding that book. What else? We played... 3 games of EDH, and each one of them a judge had to be called.
Yeah, days on doing is not good with Negazar. I thought Negazar was a
point. Well, it is nice if you had the high main in the deck, because then everyone will cast days on doing prior to you. And you're not discarding the card, so the effects of discard don't matter.
Yeah, but I don't have any discard. Mine's all about killing draw power.
We'll go around the library laying.
I did get an achievement of having 6 Wheel of Fate on the stack.
Yep.
That is an achievement. It makes me want to put Hive Mind into my deck now.
Yep. That's why I seriously contemplated with that one of, do I want this to happen?
I wanted it to happen. It was going to happen. AJ thought he was going to be able to counter it, and it's like, yeah, that's not getting countered. That is going to resolve.
Yeah. Also, we are dropping AJ off at the orphanage this week. Nope, he didn't hear us. Darn it.
He's really got his headphones in. He can't hear anything. Oh. Yeah. And then we decided to play some Legacy. Lands vs. Miracles. Yes, we are masochists.
That's right, we did 4 games. It was even 2-2.
No, you only got one.
No, I won
the last one. That was it.
Yeah, and I won another one because he didn't draw any lands. I still won that.
Oh yeah, I kept the one.
I still won. Man, you count it when you count it. When that was me.
I don't count that as a full game.
But no, that one turn where I went and crop rotated the Besaidu away, and you guys were like, no. It makes sense to.
No, it does not. You never get rid of Besaidu.
It made no, yeah, no. It was definitely like if I was in a tournament, that would not be what my ideal would be. But same time, I was allowing something to counter to burn a counter spell, even though lands doesn't really need to worry about counter spells so much.
No, you just rub the loam out there because you don't have to target a land.
Yeah.
You just go loam, even if you have lands in the graveyard. I don't want any of them back. I just want loam in the graveyard.
Which is it's weird because I haven't used loam in like forever.
Oh, that's the one reason I thought about putting together like Jeff Hoogland's junk lands. Because you play as just kind of like a loam without the punishing fire in game one.
Yeah.
You have like, Knights of the Reliquary with loam and Dark Depths, Thespian Stage. And then in game two, you also have like Entomb that you can use to Demonic Tutor for.
Yeah.
And then in game two, you side out all your one drops and bring in chalices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that isn't too horrible.
My problem is I can't afford 3 dark dumps right now.
What about the tabernacle?
Yeah, tabernacle.
Like, that's the main thing. If you're going to play lands, you can play without the tabernacle, but you really can't.
I wouldn't start to build lands until I had a tabernacle.
Yeah. Well, it was a weird game. It was very, like, once someone won, it won. Yeah. There was no, like, there was no coming back after that. It was just, like...
I mean, for a while, that second game where you were punishing fire, I mean...
That was game one. That was taking forever just punishing fire and going
yeah.
slow.
Yeah. That game, I was a little worried because I couldn't find the tutor up to
yeah.
stop loam and punishing fire.
But then you were able to find the entreat, so...
Yeah, the entreat is... out of there, but that last game that I won,
yeah,
I was setting up for when you ghost quartered me with the brainstorm and the intrigue. That's why I just kept brainstorming with Jace.
Well, I knew like the moment that I was able to allow you to sit there with brainstorm Jace for a while, it's just like, all right, now I'm gonna lose.
I was digging for that brainstorm to get that instant speed draw that I needed.
I mean, that's where my mana base was a little bit weird on color, because...
If you had ghost quartered me at the end of my turn, my plan would have been for naught. Which you tap down the ghost quarter, and it's like, oh, this is going to be great when it goes off.
But... Yeah, that's kind of the gist of it. We did get someone interested in wanting to play Legacy now. Again, not many people will put a chalice on 0 unless they have 2 chalices in hand. They usually put it on the 1 on the blind.
Yeah, but that still stops the majority of the deck.
Oh, yeah. But he did make up a good point that even with the chalice countering the spells, he's still casting them.
Yes, but he's not going to be able to draw with Glimpse of Nature.
Yeah.
Because Glimpse won't resolve.
Well, that's it. Shut it down.
Yeah.